Today's poem is one of the most poignant love poems in the language. It is from the pen of John Keats and takes the form of a quiet, sonnet-length soliloquy in the presence of a sleeping lover. With its title, Bright Star, Would I Were As Steadfast As Thou Art, we could almost imagine it as a set of lines from a play by Shakespeare, except there is a backstory to this poem that links it directly to Keats's own life. We know that he gave an early version of it to his lover, Fanny Brawn, as a declaration of his love, and yet we also know that the intimacy suggested in the poem remained imaginary. Although Keats and Brawn were next-door neighbors, the early 19th century was a less permissive era than ours for unwed lovers, and Keats had very little to offer Fanny as a prospective husband. Nevertheless, the poem imagines them together in the pre-dawn, with one of the last stars of the night sky serving as a metaphor for the lover's fervent vow of constancy to his sleeping partner. It is telling how interested he is in distinguishing between his own warm desire and the star's distant, otherworldly watchfulness. He even calls the star an eremite, or a religious hermit or recluse, whose admirable steadfastness is nevertheless unlike the, quote, sweet unrest of his own incarnate joy. That such joy remained, in fact, otherworldly for Keats, as we know he would die of tuberculosis just a few months later, is what adds poignancy to this poem, especially to its last line. Bright star, would I were as steadfast as thou art, by John Keats. Bright star, would I were as steadfast as thou art, not in lone splendor hung aloft the night, and watching with eternal lids apart, like nature's patient, sleepless eremite, the moving waters at their priest-like task of pure ablution round earth's human shores, or gazing on the new soft-fallen mask of snow upon the mountains and the moors. No, yet still steadfast, still unchangeable, pillowed upon my fair love's ripening breast, to feel forever its soft fall and swell, awake forever in a sweet unrest, still, still to hear her tender taken breath, and so to live ever, or else swoon to death.